This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So while you're listening to the Fox FM Morning Show, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
Good morning. It's Avery and Reader back for another week. How was your time off, my guy?
It was good. It always seems to fly by, but it was nice to get away, have a little break, and just kick back and kind of refresh and recharge a little bit.
Oh, definitely. Those weeks are always nice to recharge, and then all of a sudden you realize it's time to go back to work, and you're trying to go back to bed and get back into the sleep schedule.
It's always hard, that going back to bed before you got to come back that first night back, because you're like, oh, I hope I don't sleep in. Unfortunately, I didn't. Matt will be happy. He'll get to sleep in again now. He won't have to get up super early, so.
Yeah, he was telling me, he's like, man, I can actually get more than 8 hours, or more than 6 hours asleep, I should say.
Everything is back in balance.
Reader's excited because he's got a lot of boring, pointless stories that Avery has never heard.
One trick is to tell him stories that don't go anywhere, like the time.
Pull up a chair and grab a coffee.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
A little cooler on Sunday, though, hey.
Yeah, a little bit, but nothing we can't handle.
Oh, exactly. And when it comes to prairie winters, there's only so much that comes our way. However, there are some rough winters throughout the years that I can remember. We want you to finish this sentence. Prairie winters are what? What are prairie winters? What defines a prairie winter?
In control.
Yes. Prairie winters.
We're pretty much at the mercy of whatever Mother Nature throws at us.
Mother Nature does decide whether we go outside or not when it comes to prairie winters. But you can shoot us a text, 306-73-3699, or even feel free to give us a call and finish a sentence.
Fox FM's Avery LeBlanc loves football. Good, because around here, it's like a job requirement.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
It is another week of random acts of kindness. Now, Raider, you weren't here last week, but no. We had a lot of great callers come in and nominate some fantastic people throughout the community, and we're looking forward to another week of it.
Yes, there's always people who go above and beyond and do really cool things for everybody, and we want to give them a shout-out. We want to, you know, put a little spotlight on them.
Exactly. So, call in 306-783-3699. Nominate someone you think deserves a $50 Subway gift card. I'm not sure how many sandwiches that is. I'm sure it's a few lunches, though. Hey.
Oh, yeah.
In grade 9, Reader broke his wrist running into a brick wall. No smartphones, so no video.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
And of course, the season of giving is right around the corner, and people probably out Christmas shopping, setting up trees and decorations, as it's the most wonderful time of the year.
Yeah, and with this time of the year, though, sometimes it can be a little stressful for some families, and there is the unfortunate reality that for some, you know, things maybe aren't going so well, and this is a great chance to show that Christmas spirit and help out some folks here. The Swan Valley Christmas Cheer Board needs our help in order to provide Christmas hampers to those less fortunate in the Swan Valley. So if you want to make a donation of non-perishable food items or monetary donations, you're certainly encouraged to do so. You can make your donations in the boxes in various businesses throughout Swan River, and you have to make those donations by Friday, December 10th, 4 p.m.
CFGWFM, traveling around the beautiful Swan Valley, it's 95.3. Has more hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
We are rolling into Canadian Football League playoffs this coming weekend, as the last couple of games this last weekend were kind of nothing games. It was just like, let's see what the second stringers can do. Let's put the young guys out there.
It's like, we got second lockdown, we got the home playoff game clinched. So yeah, there wasn't really a whole lot to play for either the Riders or the Bombers. Of course, they locked up first in the West a long time ago. So yeah, some of the backups were in hitting the field yesterday. So yeah, I guess now the regular season wrapped up. Now it's playoff time.
It's funny because next weekend, that's when the normal Grey Cup weekend would be, right?
Yeah.
So that means the Grey Cup's going to be not until December.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be
chilly. For the first time ever.
Yeah, it's going to be chilly. Thankfully, it's in Hamilton. It's not in the prairies, because yeah. I couldn't imagine what it's going
to
be.
Yeah, like, you might be able to get away with it out in Ontario, but yeah, this spot of the country this time of year might be a little tougher for football. But
no doubt about it. about it. So the game's going on. Of course, Montreal's taking on Hamilton at noon on Sunday.
And the semi, yeah.
Yeah, and then here in the West semifinal here in Regina, that's going to be a great game. It's going to be taking place at 3:30 p.m. as Calgary's making a visit to town.
Yeah, the 9-5 Riders playing host to the Stamps. Let's get it done, green and white.
We'll be right back. Reader is just trying to help Avery boost his car battery again.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
And obviously, Christmas shopping, a very expensive thing to take part in each and every year. And you could knock a little bit off that bill this upcoming winter with a new survey we're running.
Yeah, take our super fast survey. You'll have a chance to win $500. We just want your opinion. There's no songs. It's a real quick survey, and you'll be entered to win $500 in pre-Christmas cash. To enter, grab the Fox FM app, open it up, and you can enter there, or go to foxfmonline.ca.
Here's Moves Like Jagger with Maroon 5 and Christina Aguilera at 7:05 for your Monday morning.
In a world of hot takes, Reader's got a scorcher. French toast, vastly overrated.
How could you?
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Fox FM, more hits, more favorites. Good morning. It's 7:11 right now. And, of course, this past weekend, the movie theater here in town opened up.
Yes, indeed. Tower Theater opened up, I believe. Dune was the first movie they've been showing back.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I heard that movie was really good. And yeah, shout out to the other theaters here in the area. Melville's got one. Swan Valley's got one. And
lots of local theaters. Esther Hazy. Yeah.
Yeah, gotta love the small town theater vibe. Also love drive-in theaters during the summertime.
Yeah, you know, I'm 44 years old. I've still never ever been to a drive-in.
Really?
Nah.
Wow. I've been to the one out by Clearwater. You're probably familiar with that one. That is all the way out in the west central region of of Saskatchewan. But yeah, there's only a few of those left around and about, and it takes a very committed person to run those bad boys, especially small town theaters as well.
For sure.
So yeah, we're very excited to have a theater back here in Yorkton, and yeah, be sure to support your local movie theaters, especially during the winter if you're looking for anything to do, because we would rather stay inside during cold weather like this. And yeah, it's pretty awesome to be able to see some of the latest movies out there.
Yeah. Go see a flick, go grab a snack, and just have a good time.
Fox FM, on the radio, on mobile, or just say play Fox FM Yorkton. It's never been easier to join us.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
306-783-3699 is the number to call for random acts of kindness. We got a caller on the line right now. Let's see who it is. Good morning, it's Avery and Reeder here. Who's in the line?
Otto.
Hi, Otto. How you doing today?
Very good, thanks. Very good. Hey, I'd like to nominate my wife. She's the all-star of our house. Some days I'm out working late, like last week we had all that snow, I came home. And she didn't finish the whole driveway, but she did a real good job helping out, which makes my life a little easier.
That's awesome. Yeah, she keeps the home fires burning, keeps everything running smooth.
You betcha. Last week, were you guys asking for nicknames?
Yeah, we were asking for nicknames for your honey poo or whatever you called her.
Exactly. Whenever my buddies are bragging about their wives, I always say, well, my turtle dove. So I call her Turtle Dove once in a while.
Nice.
Well, hey, I'm sure you'll be able to give your Turtle Dove that $50 gift card if we draw her this morning. Awesome. Thank you so much, Otto. Take care and have a great day.
You too, guys. Bye now.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So while you're listening to the Fox FM Morning Show, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
Tons of junior hockey took place around the region. Yorkton Terriers ended up having a couple games throughout Friday and Saturday. Got one out of the two wins.
Yeah, they split their weekend action, winning Friday night. They knocked off Kindersley 2-1. And then Saturday night, they fell in a shootout to the Melfort Mustangs. But now the Terriers will look back to get back into the win column tomorrow night when they hit the road to take on the Estevan Bruins at 7 p.m.
Another team looking to get back into the win column is Melville after a 3-2 loss on Saturday to the Kindersley Clippers, as they're going to be traveling to Notre Dame tonight, and puck drop is going to be at 7 o'clock at Harry O. Memorial Stadium Arena. I'm thinking of football here. I always think of football.
And it was a tough weekend for the Swan Valley Stampeders. They dropped a pair to the Dauphin Kings. Stamps looking to rebound when they head back onto the ice when they take on the Winkler Flyers tonight, game time 7:30.
Avery grew up near Waka, and Reader's trying so hard to not go all Fozzie Bear right now.
Waka Waka!
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Only a few more minutes for you to nominate someone you think deserves a $50 Subway gift card. Give us a call, 306-783-3699. It is our second and final week of Random Acts of Kindness.
Yeah, if someone has done something really awesome, perhaps for you or perhaps your community at large, let us know. We want to, you know, give them a little something something.
Exactly. Could be your kid's coach at your hockey team, or maybe a teacher that teaches them. Maybe you just want to put a smile on someone's face that is a friend of yours, or maybe a family member of yours.
Now's your chance.
Give us a call, 306-783-3699, to nominate someone you think deserves a 50. That's right. I said 50, not 15. I always hate when that misunderstanding happens. $50 Subway gift card.
Avery and Reader are learning more about each other every day. Some days, Avery goes home crying.
You're a monster!
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Take You Dancing, Jason Derulo, Fox FM at 8:12. Avery and Reader joining you here. And today we want you to finish this phrase. Prairie winters are what? Shoot us a text, 306-783-3699. Maybe you got something funny or witty that you want to send us. I'd say prairie winters are the time of year where your car hates you each and every single day of the season.
Prairie winters are the time of year when Sorels are high fashion.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Prairie winters are the time of year where somehow people are still wearing Crocs and shorts. I don't know how people pull that off.
It's the time of year when the great outdoors is your personal beer cooler.
Yeah, you don't have to put it in a cooler or anything. Just stick
it in the snowbank.
Yeah, stick it in the snowbank. That's all you need, right?
Forget the caramel secret. Reader wants to know how Reese's gets the peanut butter into the cups.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
If you live in the prairies, winter's always going to follow you, no matter where you go. And today we're wondering if you can finish the phrase, prairie winters are what? Let us know on the text, 306-783-3699. Bobby from out of Balcaris said, prairie winters are not long enough. I don't know if that's sarcasm or if that's just personal opinion, because some people do like the wintertime.
Well, yeah, maybe you're a snowmobiler. You like to get out there on the trails and get riding or go skiing or whatever you like to do, whatever winter activity is your thing. Maybe you're an ice fisher.
Yeah, exactly.
Like to get out and do that.
Yeah, that's always a lot of fun. I haven't been ice fishing in so long.
I know. I didn't do very well the only couple of times that I did it. Didn't get a bite.
It's all a patience game when it comes to fishing during the winter.
Yes, and Leslie, she texted us. She said, prairie winters, so much to do in the 7 months that it's here. She's not wrong.
No, there always is.
Once winter settles in, you know, we're kind of in it for the long haul, so we just make the best of it.
Well, in winter, it always seems like a lot more work because you're shoveling the driveway. Mm-hmm. You're always having stuff to keep you busy. Even though the days are shorter, you have no problem filling them up.
Exactly.
Reader wants to drive a Zamboni. If you're willing to let him, please pre-submit your insurance claim.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
There's one person that's changing their social media status to single as of late. That's Camila Cabello in Havana here on Fox FM. More hits, more favorites. And of course, Random Acts of Kindness rolling throughout this week once again. And, of course, right now we've got Carla on the line who's looking to make a nomination. How you doing this morning, Carla?
I'm doing good, thanks. How are you guys?
We're doing pretty well. Off and running on a Monday morning. Got out of bed on time. So, you know what? So far, so good.
Yeah, that's good. Same.
So, who do you want to nominate this morning?
I want to nominate Morgan. Morgan actually turns 19 today. It's her birthday.
Ah.
And she is a second-year nursing student. And so, as we all know, that's had its challenges this last little while.
Oh, yeah.
Morgan is, like, the sweetest, kindest, caring girl. She's shy until you get to know her, and then she has a wonderful sense of humor. She's hardworking. And again, she's in healthcare and doing her best to keep everybody well and safe.
Where is Morgan from, by the way?
Morgan is originally from Priestville, but she is going to school in Saskatoon.
Awesome. Well, we'll let Morgan know if she's a winner. Thanks so much for calling.
Okay. Thank you.
And we're making the draw right after AJR and Wayless Sad here on Fox FM with more hits, more favorites on your Monday morning.
CFGWFM.
In Swan River, we're more hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
It's Avery and Reader here on Fox FM. More hits, more favorites. As we are ready to make the random acts of kindness draw, Reader is shaking up the names, as you can hear, hopefully. There's quite a few in there now, hey.
Yeah, we got a few. So we're going to make the draw here, and we'll see who we pull out. So.
It's a heck of a shake you got going on there.
Well, you know, I want to make sure they're mixed up. So pull one here now. Morgan.
Morgan. Congratulations to Morgan. She's originally from Priestville. And it was a last-minute nomination, too, from Carla, as it's also Morgan's birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, Morgan.
Yeah, of course. We did try getting a hold of Morgan, but unfortunately, she is probably busy trying to learn how to save people's lives.
Yeah, she is a nursing student, and she might be in class right now. But we tried giving her a shout. We weren't able to touch base, but we will make sure that that Subway gift card gets to her.
Of course. And if you want to nominate someone tomorrow, feel free to give us a call in the mornings at 306-783-3699 at any time.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So while you're listening to the Fox FM Morning Show, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.